as you continue to relax, finding yourself in a wonderfully relaxing position, a place where you can be undisturbed for just a little while, a place where you're free to simply let go. Simply close your eyes down now if you haven't already. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, send a wave of relaxation out across your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And let's do that one more time. Nice deep breath in. And another wave of relaxation. Just relaxing you further and further down. That's good. That's good. Another thing about relaxation is that there is no bottom to it. There's no place where you need to stop. So let's continue to relax even more. And send another wave of relaxation. And just feel every muscle, every nerve, every fiber release and just let go. Letting go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Simply allow yourself to relax. Simply enjoy the comfort and the peace of this moment. There's nothing to do, nothing to worry about. Not right now. Right now is your time. Just your time to really relax and really let go. Simply allow yourself a moment of absolute tranquility. A moment where you can allow all the sounds around you to simply fade into the distance. Allow the sounds of your own mind to simply fade into the distance. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper until it's just you and your breathing. Breathing in. Breathing out, simply focusing on your breathing, allowing everything else to simply fade away, fading away as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper, relaxing every muscle, every nerve, every fiber, and really let go, and really let go. As you continue to relax, relaxing deeper and deeper with every gentle breath, simply find yourself now at the top of a set of stairs. Now at the top of the set of stairs is where you're at. But looking down at the bottom of the stairs, you can see it's a wonderful, relaxing existence. Relaxing marvelously and wonderful once you've reached all the way at the bottom of the stairs. And I'm going to help you to find your way there. And what I'll do is simply this. In a moment, I'll ask you to begin walking downstairs. And as you do, I'll count from 10 down to 1. By the time I reach 1, you should be at the bottom of the stairs, very peaceful and very relaxed. And now as I begin counting, begin allowing yourself to just drift deeper and deeper, walking downstairs at 10, and 9, and really relax. 8 and 7 and really let go. That's good. Going further and further down. Further and further down at 6 and 5. Way down. About halfway down now. Continuing to relax with each and every halfway down now, sinking even deeper and deeper. Relax at 4 and 3 and really let go. That's good. 3, 2, almost there. Almost there now. 1 and way down. Really let go. Let go and just feel every muscle relax from the top of your head all the way down your body, across your shoulders, down your spine, past your hips, past your thighs and your legs, down through your ankles and all the way down to the soles of your feet and the tips of your toes. Just really let go. That's good. That's good. And even though you're in a much more relaxed and deep state now than you were when we began, there's still another level. Another level into nice deep trance that I'd like you to get to. What's the place where you want to go? It's a place where all of your possibilities, it's your own place of possibilities, a place where anything you want can be imagined, can take place. And now you're so relaxed, feeling so comfortable, peaceful, tranquil and at ease. From this point, I wouldn't ask you to walk anywhere. I'm going to ask you to walk, and even so much as to lift a foot to go deeper. Oh, at this point, there's an escalator. An escalator that you're standing in front of. Just see yourself standing in front of an escalator, getting ready to carry you down to the deep levels of relaxation. Knowing that as soon as you've reached the bottom, you'll be at a wonderfully relaxed, deeply comfortable and hypnotized place. A place where you surrender to your own place of possibilities, where anything you can imagine become your reality. A wonderful place, place of your own design. I'm looking forward to that even now, stepping onto the escalator. It's there to carry you easily, effortlessly, further and further down. It's beginning to descend deeper and deeper now, 10 and 9, way down. And 8 and 7, relaxing further, more deeply, more peacefully. 6 and 5, halfway there now. Halfway there, 4 and 3, so tranquil, so peaceful. So very comfortable. Now all the way down. 2, 1. Way down. And really let go. And really let go. Now there's amazing truism. It's true for all people. And that's simply this. That the more often you do a thing, the better and better at it you become. It's true in life, it's true for all people, it's also true for hypnosis. The more you practice, the more you allow yourself to simply relax, the better and better at relaxing you become. So the next time that you wish to go through hypnosis, either with me, or somebody else, or even on your own in self-hypnosis, you'll find that this wonderfully relaxing deep level, this deep level is where you'll simply find yourself easily, effortlessly, instantly slipping right into anytime you know that it's safe and appropriate time for you to go into hypnosis. You won't have to worry about it or try for it. Simply be there. Easy, effortless, even instant. As soon as you know it's a safe and appropriate time for you to do so, simply close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, and lights go out, and you're in a nice, wonderful, deep state of hypnosis. Even deeper now. That's good. That's very good. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing further and further with each and every gentle breath. As you breathe in nice fresh oxygen, and as you breathe out, all tensions of the day melt away down through your body, your mind releasing thought, releasing tension, even the slightest apprehension or stress, wherever it may be. It's instantly and immediately released and melted right down through your body. It feels as though you're actually releasing it down through the soles of your feet. Way down. And really let go. And really let go. That's good. Even deeper. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing more and more. Always relaxing even deeper. Even deeper now. So now as you continue to relax, I want you to realize a harmful thing that you've been doing to yourself. I want you to realize that you've been placing labels on yourself. Labels which are very harmful to you. You've been sticking these certain labels onto yourself, just like you might stick labels onto a bottle. And one of the labels that you might have placed on yourself might be a label of insecure or inadequate. And every time that you say the word inadequate to yourself, you increase your own belief that you are in some way inadequate. For you see, the difficulty is that people tend to believe what they say about themselves. You see, in other words, you're basically what you believe yourself to be. Now, that's a real simple concept. See, you can understand that an American acts like an American because he believes himself to be an American. Now, if you really thought of yourself as belonging to some other nationality, then you'd act like that. Because pretty much we're all what we believe ourselves to be. And those of us who believe ourselves to be doctors, we act like doctors. Just like lawyers act like lawyers, and so on and so on. And so every once in a while, you have people placing labels onto themselves, and they label themselves just like that you've done in the past. They might even say to themselves, I'm just inadequate. I'm just insecure. And after they give themselves that label, then they have the need to live up to that label, or live down to it, whatever the case is. So you realize that the truth is that all of their actions carry them toward the image that they hold about themselves. There's lots of labels that people place on themselves. At times, you might have even accepted a label of a lack of self-confidence. And at some time in your past, you may have even said to yourself, I just have no self-confidence. Now, I'm telling you, this is serious. It's serious because it doesn't take long to believe it once you start that thought in motion. See, once you've given yourself the suggestion that you yourself are incapable, or that your self-confidence is slipping, it's just a step away from thinking that I'm just not really worthy of anything good happening to me. There have probably even been times in the past when you've kept yourself from being chosen by others for certain honors, or just because you said to yourself something like, I can't accept this confidence of others. I'm just not worthy. Or I'm too unworthy to be chosen by them because I'm undeserving. Or I just don't deserve it. Or I don't deserve these breaks. It's just the way that we've actually said to her, things we've said to ourselves. You might have thought maybe because of your past conduct, or because of your thoughts of the past, that I just don't deserve anything because of what happened in my past. You might have probably even said that. Well, you know more about your past than anybody else. But allowing your subconscious mind to play these tricks on you, playing tricks on you by letting you feel that the problems are too difficult to be resolved, that your problems are too difficult or too much. You might have even said things like, or even thought things like, I'm stuck in the mud, I'm probably going to be stuck there forever, or I'm just not worthy, or I just don't have self-confidence, I'm undeserving. Now listen to me, all of these things are just labels. They're just little labels, and they're certainly not you. Now, why aren't they you? I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to give you some examples. Here, let's just imagine, suppose that you had a bottle of penicillin. Now, it's a good bottle of penicillin. Penicillin could be used to fight infection by a doctor. It could be used to save people's lives. But suppose that you took a label and you stuck this label on that bottle of good penicillin. Even though it did contain good penicillin, but you put a label on it that says poison right on the bottle. Now all of a sudden, not you or anybody else is going to actually make use of that penicillin. You'll never actually take it. See, the penicillin could have actually saved somebody's life. It's ruined because of a bad label. You get that? The penicillin that could have been used to save a life is ruined because of a bad label. You can realize how important the contents of the bottle can be mislabeled. In fact, it's so important that pharmacists are trained to read every label that they fill, not once, not twice, but three different times. They read it once when they take the bottle off the shelf. They read it again when they're filling the prescription, and they read it one more time when they're putting the bottle back onto the shelf. That's the rules. They have to do it. For good reason. But how much more important are people than bottles? So if you disregard this extremely important business of labeling yourself, you'll be making a horrible mistake in this area. So of all people, you're labeling what a person is more important to you than yourself. Just think about it. How'd you come to label yourself inadequate? Where'd you first get the idea that you had a lack of self-confidence? And if you ever placed a label of unworthy on yourself, why'd you do that? And if you're so undeserving, then who could be deserving? Maybe you applied still other labels to yourself. Labels like, I don't know, I've got a bad memory, I've got a bad temper, I'm just out of control, I'm too aggressive, I'm depressed easily, I'm always confused, I'm clumsy, I'm this, I'm that, I'm whatever. You keep sticking these bad labels on yourself. And what I want you to realize, that the label is not the thing. It's the contents that really count. It's you that really counts. The label's not the same thing as the contents. You know that. It's obvious to see. Because even if you took a label off that bottle of penicillin that was labeled poison, even if you had the label right there with the word poison written on the label, and you ate it, you ate the label that had the bottle of word poison on it, you wouldn't get poisoned. You're not going to get poisoned if you eat the label, because you only ate a label. Eating the contents of the label. Obviously, if a wrong label is glued to a bottle of poison, then tragedy can occur. Well, likewise, when the wrong label is glued onto you, tragedy occurs, just as it does when a drug's mislabeled. There's lots of reasons why people label themselves as inadequate. And one of the reasons why a person could label themselves that way, and that feeling of inadequate, is because of an identification with somebody else. And that works this way. If a person says to himself, I'm really just like my father, and he's inadequate, therefore, I must be inadequate. Or, I'm really just like my mother, and she was inadequate, so I must be inadequate. Now, if your parents were inadequate, do you have to be inadequate too? Well, that doesn't make any sense at all. If that were true, every person who had inadequate parents would be inadequate. And pretty soon it wouldn't be long at all until everybody on Earth was inadequate. You know, the truth of the matter is, inadequate people may come from very adequate parents. By the same token, inadequate parents might produce a genius. In fact, actually, most of the great men of all times have really come from pretty humble beginnings. Many of our men, the greats, the really great men, have been in trouble of some sort. Emotionally, sometimes even politically. Most of them had some kind of difficulty, but they overcame their troubles. They overcame those difficulties, and you can learn to overcome your difficulties too. The truth of the matter is that most people who are inadequate because they labeled themselves inadequate. They convinced themselves, get this, they are merely acting out the label that they themselves have placed on themselves. They're simply acting out a label that they've placed on themselves. Reminds me of somebody that once said, they themselves are the makers of themselves. And how true it is, you know, just a few people realize that actually Abraham Lincoln was a failure at the age of 50. Everybody always thinks that he was very capable, but until the age of 50, he was a failure. That's just not my say-so. History books will tell us all that. He felt so inadequate, he wouldn't even carry a pocket knife around with him for fear that he would commit suicide. And he was only 50 years old. Apparently, he never did anything right in his life until he got to be president. Couldn't make money. Every business venture that he ever entered into went broke, and his business partners embezzled away his money. In fact, he spent most of his adult life just trying to pay back what his business partners had embezzled, and they'd run away with it. Now, whose fault was that? Why, Lincoln's, of course, because he chose the dishonest partners. Now, shouldn't Lincoln have had it better? Perhaps. Was Lincoln inadequate in some way? Well, he was pretty inadequate as long as he was attached the label of inadequate to himself. But once he removed the label of inadequacy and began concentrating his mind on a cause greater than himself, taking care of his country, he forgot his label of failure. The result of his life is evident in every American history book. H didn't have anything to do with it either. Michelangelo didn't even start painting the Sistine Chapel until he was 80 years old. And why? Because for many years, he had imposed inadequacy on himself. Gave up. Said he couldn't do it anymore. It was the self-imposed inadequacy until he began to paint again. You see, the point I'm trying to tell you here is this. Inadequacy is a label. It's a label. and it's the wrong label for you. Yeah, you say, well, it's different if it was Lincoln or if I was Michelangelo. No, it wasn't any different. It was no different with them than it is with thousands and thousands of other people just like you. I'm simply using these examples because, well, they're well known. But they were what they themselves believed themselves to be. And right now, you allow yourself to accept the suggestion that you will be what you believe yourself capable of being. Right now, you allow yourself to accept the suggestion that you will become what you yourself believe yourself to be capable of becoming. And so you're having to rip off that label of inadequacy. You're going to rip off that label, and you're going to have you've been placing on yourself from time to time. So in your mind's eye, right now, even as I speak to you, I want you to let that label be seen in your imagination. See yourself. Imagine yourself with that label of inadequacy on you. And I want you to just imagine yourself, just see yourself reaching up in your mind's eye and tear that label off completely. Right now, just tear it off. You don't need it. It won't help you at all. I don't care why you put it on. Whether it's because you identify with your mother or your father or somebody else who is inadequate, you no longer need to identify with that portion of that person. Mainly because you aren't that person in any way. You and you. You are you. And there's only one of you. Now, a lack of self-confidence, it's one of those labels that you place on yourself. If it is, rip it off, and I mean right now, rip it off. See in your mind's eye, see yourself reaching up and ripping that label off right now, because from this moment on, you're going to allow yourself to be labeled confident in your mind's eye. Put that label on you. Even if you feel completely empty of confidence right now, just label yourself confident anyway and begin to fill yourself with confidence, because you needn't be an empty bottle any longer. Every day, in every way, you will allow yourself to become more self-confident. You are what you believe yourself to be, and what we think in secret comes to pass. And since the picture of yourself determines your behavior, you must have confidence in your abilities to set goals for yourself and go after those goals. And if you don't go after them, you realize that you'll fall prey to petty worries and petty fears and petty troubles, self-pity, all of which you know are self-destructive. Now listen to this. Your vision is the promise of what you shall one day be. The vision of yourself is the promise of what you shall one day become. Now, I want you to accept this. It's this absolute truth to you. Allow yourself to realize that these aren't just nice sounding words that you hear me speaking to you. This isn't just some dream. This isn't some cliche that I'm giving to you. It's a fact. Believe it. Say it to yourself. Say it to yourself. My vision is the promise of what I shall one day become. My vision is the promise of what I shall one day become. My vision is the promise of what I shall one day become. And whenever you say that, we realize we have to reappraise ourselves daily. You see, anyone who's overconfident is a fool. You know that. And all great men and all great women, they constantly re-examine their goals. All successful men, all successful women, they're constantly re-examining their actions. They constantly re-examine their thoughts, and they re-examine them to keep themselves on course. Just like if we shot a rocket to the moon with some men in it. The goal is the moon. But if it gets off course, they have to move some buttons, or they have to adjust the propeller here or there. They have to get the thing back on course. And that's what you're going to allow yourself to do. From now on, you're going to allow yourself to set goals for yourself. And you're going to allow yourself to re-examine those goals periodically. Re-examine them so that you can see what your motives are. You can feel what your actions ought to be. You can sense your values. Sense your goals so that you can allow yourself to become what you want to be. Now, I'm going to give you a moment of silence. During this moment of silence, you are going to contemplate any labels that you placed on yourself that shouldn't be there. You know what they are. And during this moment of silence, you're going to see those labels on your body and you're going to rip them off. You're going to replace those labels with positive labels. You're going to replace those labels with good labels. Labels that you place on yourself. Labels of confidence. Labels of self-assurance. Maybe a label of self-reliance. Labels of love, kindness, generosity. Labels of capability. You're going to let those harmful labels be gone. Those harmful identifications are gone right with them. And you're going to put good labels on you because you are intelligent. Because you are capable. You are effective. You're self-confident. You are self-reliant. You are self-assured. You have the ability to be relaxed. You have the ability to be comfortable in any situation. And you're going to allow it to happen as you tear off those negative labels and replace them with positive labels during the moment of silence, which begins now. 3, the eyes behind your eyelids, just being washed over like a nice mountain stream or a nice fresh cool spring. Just feels so cool and refreshing, so wonderful. At 4, a wonderful sense of well-being wraps you over and over like a nice warm blanket, over and over, making you feel good in every way, inside and out. And on the next count, eyes open, feeling fully alert, refreshed, rested, and wonderful in every way. 5.